Ana Navarro, Donald Trump was not legitimately elected in 2016. By Pam Key on January 4, 2022. Ana Navarro told her co-hosts Tuesday on ABC's The View that former President Donald Trump was illegitimately elected in 2016. Navarro said, "There's things which I think should transcend partisanship and should transcend politics. And a breach of the U.S. Capitol, an attack on our democratic principles and institutions should be one of those things. I really blame Republicans at the top for capitulating to Trump. I blame Trump for continuing this environment of lies and conspiracy theories and not accepting that he lost, and encouraging and promoting what happened, the big lie, and what happened on January 6th. He bears responsibility. It's not just me saying this. It was Kevin McCarthy saying this on January 6th. Let me read to you what he said, Kevin McCarthy. The president bears responsibility for today's attacks on Congress by mob rioters. McCarthy said on the House floor. He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding. These facts require immediate action by President Trump. Now just days later, that same Kevin McCarthy was at Mar-a-Lago kissing Trump's ring. She continued, we've seen Republican after Republican who on January 6th was shocked and calling for an investigation, and for truth and for reaction and action from Trump. We've seen them bow down to Trump because they want to stay elected and because they're putting their own positions over democracy and over defending the U.S. institution of a legitimate election. Navarro added, look, I felt that Donald Trump had not been legitimately elected. I felt he'd gotten help from the Russians, but you know what? It would have never occurred to me to take up arms against Donald Trump. That's just not what we do in America. Our weapon of choice is voting, is democracy. It's the ballot, and so I hope that people remember January 6th. You know why? You know how? By registering to vote. By making sure they know where they have to show up to vote because there are elections this year, and they are so crucial. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.